Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terra Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
Hallelujah. This morning, I want to make an attempt to answer certain questions that are lingering in our minds. Amen. There are certain questions that we ask every day or anytime. And this morning, I want to trust God to answer some of them so that we can come to a place that will be more fulfilled in this life. Are there questions in your minds that you want them to be answered? Hello? Do you have some questions in your mind that you want it to be answered? Hello? Do we have some questions in our minds that we want them to be answered? Hello? And one of the essential questions that we all ask and interested in asking is, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Question number two. There are questions, isn't it? I said there are questions. The first question that is not being answered, I said number one, who am I? Number two, where do I come from? Where do I come from? Number three, why am I here? Why am I here? Number four, what can I do? What can I do? There are questions, isn't it? What can I do? Then number five, where am I going? Where am I going? The first one is, who am I? The second, where am I? Where do I come from? Where do I come from? Why am I here? What can I do? Where am I going? These five questions are very important for one to understand and one to know or to have the answers. Most often, the struggles of life are the result of questions that have not been answered. I said the reason why a lot are struggling or will continue to struggle is simply because there are certain questions that you have asked and you don't have answers to them, can make you fail. And I believe that these are the most essential questions that needs to be answered in the life of man. Oh, yes. Who am I? Say, who am I? You see, it is very important for you to know who you are. And this question connotes an identity. Who am I? In other words, you are asking your identity. If you want to be successful on this earth, you should be able to answer this question very well. Your identity is very important when it comes to your success in life, your prosperity in life. Your identity is very important. The young ones, are you listening to me? Hello? Say, who am I? If you don't define yourself, you will be defined by people. If you don't know your identity, you will be defined. Hello? Yeah. That is why some people have defined Africans as people who come from apes. Adwin. Hello? So if you don't define yourself, if you don't know who you are, you will be defined by people, and they will say that you are coming from what? Apes. Turn to the person sitting by, do I look like an ape? Hello? So I believe that the world, or more especially Africans, must come to a place to know their identity. When you don't know your identity, you become a copycat. If you don't know your identity, you walk in the spirit of inferiority complex. And it's a crisis. Hello? We have sickle cell crisis. Hello? Don't we have something like that? Yeah. And we also have identity crisis. Identity crisis is even more severe than a sickle cell crisis. I have been to the hospital and I've seen sickle cell patients, you see, going through pain. And one of them has to do with erection. Do you know, why are you looking at me? You don't know what I'm talking about. Erection means what? Erection. Yeah. The thing was on like this. 24 hours. I went the next day. It was still on. And that was his crisis. Oh, yes. The crisis is not in the neck. It's not around the shoulder. It's not around the neck. The crisis is where? It starts to do with erection. Yes. And he was going through pain. And it's not like the erection is looking for some the things that you know. You see, all that he's praying for, that it will come down. And it's not coming down. 3 days he was at the hospital and the thing was still on. And I'm saying that identity crisis is more severe even than this young man who was going through this crisis. Because identity crisis is forever. A sickle cell crisis comes and goes. But when you have an identity crisis, it can be with you forever till you die. Are you here? So the question of who am I needs to be answered. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and God said, let us create man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion. Are we together? Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over the cattle, over all the earth and over every crippled thing that creeps on the earth. What a blessing. Then God said, let us make man in the image of an ape. In the image of antelope. In the image of kakalika. Kakalika means cockroach. Hello? Let us create man in our image, according to our likeness, which means it's talking about identity. Hello? I say it's talking about what? Identity. It's talking about what? Oh, come on. It's talking about what? It's talking about what? Image. Which means that let us create man that will look exactly like us. Are we still together? Let us create man that will look like us. That will resemble us. So look at how God did it. Look at how God did it. Do you want to know how God did it? Look, I am talking about the identity. I'm answering the question of who am I? Who am I? I am the image and the likeness of God. And how did God do it? You are welcome. Amen? How did God do it? Look at it. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 7. I want to show you something. I want to make an attempt to answer the question of who am I? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. What a blessing. Are we still together? And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed. Now watch this. What's this? And breathe into man. And man became a living being. Which means that when God formed man, He took part of himself and put it in man, and man became a living soul. Oh my God. Listen, God didn't do this to any of his creation, but did it for man. He took part of himself. Say, I am the image of God. Oh, come on. Say, I am the image of God. And the likeness of God. My God. Listen, when you get this understanding, you'll be in a better place. So that some people will not sit somewhere and define you and say that you are this, you are that, and giving you names. Small time crowd, they will even say that we are coming from a tree. They will say that a tree gave birth to us. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says God himself took part of himself and deposited it in us. So ladies and gentlemen, we are the photocopy of God. Say, I am the photocopy of God. Oh, you didn't understand that. Other than that, your confession will be louder. I say, I am the photocopy of God. Ah. Listen, the real you is not what you are seeing. The real me, the real Jones, is not what you are seeing. The real Jones is inside. This body is a container to carry the real Jones. Kabalabaya. Are you here? So those of you that when you look into the mirror, and then you look at your nose, and your nose is maybe somehow big or small, and then you say, I don't like it. It's too big. You are concentrating on the physical instead of you concentrating on the physical, on the spiritual. The one that is making you to move, to live, and to have your being has been neglected. Oh, yes, I'm talking to you. Who am I? I am the image and the likeness of God. Identity. Say identity. Oh, come on, say identity. So it doesn't matter how you see me. I'm the image and the likeness of God. Am I preaching to somebody here? Maybe I'm too slim, and you don't like the way I am slim. But I want to announce to you that I am still the image and the likeness of God. Oh my God, is somebody here? Oh, maybe I may look too big for you, and you don't like my physical features. But ladies and gentlemen, I still want to announce to you that I am the image of God and the likeness of God. Now, what's this? You see, it talks about likeness, which means that you are comparing two things that looks what? Similar. Hello? So what is saying that if God is powerful, you are powerful. If God is rich, you are rich. If God is influential, you are influential. Oh my God, is somebody here? Receive this anointing in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So when the first man was created, Adam, Adam was operating and functioning like God. Now watch this. In verse 19 of Genesis chapter 2, God created everything and brought it to Adam to name them. He created all the animals and brought it to Adam to name them. And look at what happened. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. My God, I want to show somebody something here. Every name that Adam named the animals, the Bible says that was the name thereof. Which means that the name already existed. But the question is, how come did Adam download the names and began to name them? Hello? Which means that he was operating in the supernatural. God is a supernatural God. And Adam, because he was created in the image and the likeness of God, he could also understand things. He could also know things. I don't know whether I'm preaching to wrong people. Or you want me to be catching witches here? You want me to be telling you that a witch is sitting on top of your head? Then you can stand to your feet and begin to scream and begin to, hey! Ladies and gentlemen, look, here we don't exalt the devil. The devil is too small. The moment you know who you are, the devil is nothing. Because you will know the devil's place. Hello? Whatever that he calls them, that was the name thereof. And ever since Adam named the animals, including lion, nobody has been able to change it. Yes. And we even went to school to study a lion. A lion has a tail. It has a beak. Hello? I don't know, as if I'm preaching to an old lady in an old man church or something. Amen. Or you didn't go to school. As the person sitting by you, as if when you were singing the song, you didn't sing. As if you didn't go to school or something. As the person, do you know this song? After this song, if you don't know, I will be shocked. Tell the person, I will be shocked. When that name was given, nobody has been able to change it because the name already existed. But Adam was able to go into the realm of the spirits to download the names and began to name them. Ladies and gentlemen, don't criticize prophets. Don't criticize prophets. What is this? This one there is a dwarf spirit. Hey, this one there is a shitty spirit. You know, shitty. Hello? Then Adam was using a dwarf spirit. Hello? Yeah, that is why some of you don't get the prophet blessings. Because everything is strange for you. Oh, yes. Yeah. At least, you see, I have to be strange. I have to look strange to you. The wind bloweth where it listed. No one knoweth where it's coming from and where it's going. That is anyone who is born of the Spirit. If you are able to predict me, then I am not the image and the likeness of God. Turn to somebody and tell the person, I am unpredictable. Tell the person that, no, if you know my movement, you will sabotage me. You will sabotage me. Are we still together? I'm teaching. Who am I? Look at one day, David got up. And then in Psalm 82, verse 4, and he asked a question. And then the questions were answered. Can we look at that? Psalm 82. What is man? Sorry, Psalm 8, verse 4. Psalm 8, verse 4. Thank you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? A son of man that thou visitest him. Hey, what is man? God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Why are you mindful of man like that? What is man? Why are you mindful of man like that? And the son of man that thou visitest him. Hello? What is man that you always want to visit him? Hello? And David was not just talking to himself. You see, he was also referring to the way God consistently used to visit Adam and Eve in the garden. The Bible says he will go there in the cool of the day to go and visit them. Listen, watch me. Are we still together? He will go and visit man. Look, say, I'm special. Tell the person that, look, if you will not visit me, God himself comes to visit me. God himself. Are you here? Yeah? Are you here? Look, what is more important, Osofo, that your president of your nation, your country, comes to visit you? Although, you see, some of the presidents, they are wicked. But it is more honorable to receive such a guest in your home. True or not true? Yes. Idi Amin coming to visit you. Idi Amin. Is it not a blessing? Although you know him as some way, but irrespective of that, he coming to visit you is an honor. How much more the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords coming to visit you, coming to visit you. Wow. He came from heaven to earth
to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Are you here? He came from heaven to earth to show us the way. What a precious God. So David said, what is man that you are so mindful of him and that you also visit? Verse 5. Look at it. Am I being a blessing to you? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Now, let's do some correction there. The word angels there is not correct. The word angel, when you go into the original meaning is translated Elohim. Say Elohim. Come on, say Elohim. Look, I am showing you, I'm teaching you. Yeah. It's called what? Elohim. Say Elohim. Who is Elohim? Who is Elohim? So it's saying that you have made man a little lower than God. Don't clap yet. Let me give you a deeper understanding. Psalm 82 verse 6. Let's look at that. I think Psalm 82 verse 2. 6. Let's look at 6. Let's look at verse 6. Let's look at verse 6. Are we together? Ready? Go. Ready? Go. Read. Ready? Go. Again. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God. Say, I'm God. Say, look, still some people, they still don't believe. They are thinking that they are blaspheming. Hello? That is why when Jesus was on this planet Earth, and he says, you see, I and my Father are one. And they didn't understand. Do you know that is why they killed him? That is why some other religion to date is like they don't like Jesus. Because they say, why is it that you are comparing yourself to God? But it says that I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. We are answering the question of who am I? I am the image and the likeness of God. I am little Elohim. Say little Elohim. Come on, say little Elohim. Yeah. Say I'm a vice God. So angels on the spiritual ladder, they don't come before man. God first, man second, angels third. So those of you who are worshiping angels, you have lowered yourself. There are pictures of angels in your room. And you hold them in a high esteem. That is why the devil, Satan, Lucifer, who is one of the angels, are having upper hand on you. Because you have exalted him. Because you have made him big. You see, when Satan's name is being mentioned, quickly go to the hierarchy and check God first, man second, angels third. So when did you become above me? Hello? That is why here we don't exalt the devil. It's under our feet. It's below us. We instruct him and he follows. He will not ask you whether you will go or you not go. Go! Are you here? Yeah. By this revelation, I will not go and bow down to a tree, a river. Is it after the mommy water spirit? They are low, cry. It's because you, as a man, you have not discovered your place, your real identity. That is why you are not operating and functioning like God. Oh, yes. I went to a certain region. Yeah, I went to a certain region to pray for one prominent, man on this land. And they were doing something. And I said, I see you winning by 70%. And I said, this race looks very tough, but I see grace coming upon you. And that grace will cause you to be above all your competitors. And it happened in life. And they were jujuing the man. You see, they were jujuing him. And when I went there, where's Pastor Kingsley? Is Pastor Kingsley there? Yeah, come. So I went there with Pastor Kingsley. Even at the point when we were in the car, he was sleeping. He slept. And I took a picture of him. So that, you see, one day I will use it to teach him. And this is the day. You see? So an old man like me, I was working at this, and a young man was sleeping in the car. Are you here? But one of the places that we went, there was a charm. They have put a charm, on the field. And we're just putting the thing like that. And we are still living. We are still living. Pastor, tell us something. Tell us something about your experience there.
Wow. I went with Daddy to the place. Actually, we left here Sunday after the church. So we left here very late. I was so tired. Then when we got to the place, I thought Daddy said that, oh, let's sleep small so that early in the morning we can be going to the places. And the places too is not like from here to Kaswa. It's a far place. And the road, some of the road too is not good at all. But when we got there around 10 to 11, Daddy said that, Koshu, go and shower small and come. So I was going through my hotel. I said, this puppy will kill me, oh God. So I do everything fast. By the time I came back, he was in the car waiting for me. I said, hey, today will be today. We went. Actually, I've heard the story about the place. So whilst I was going, I was like a little bit panicked. I was afraid. But because I was with the prophet, I was okay. So when I stepped out, Daddy said that, Pastor Kizzy, go to this way, go and do this ABCD. While I was walking, I said, hey, puppy, please, I'm afraid though. Because it's the middle of the night, and you could see the people, they are doing things. So, and then we'll be going. So I checked the time, 2 a.m. I said, hey, prophet, this one, then he said, step now, go. This place, take this and that.
And at a point, the atmosphere changed.
Sure.
And then I saw him, then he stopped. And I said, go.
Because I was afraid.
You see, spirits are there.
Sure.
There are spirits.
Sure.
You see, when the atmosphere, when I was just looking at him, when I said, go. And I was saying that you should go and bring me something, you know. But, and I was instructing, so I said, go. So when the atmosphere changed, you also saw it.
Yeah.
Then he said, Daddy, I said, go. Hello? You see, at that midnight, we were there freely working for God and working for the child of God. We were not afraid.
That's right.
Because we know greater is He that is inside us.
Hallelujah.
Than he that is in the world.
That's right.
Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I said, I crown you. I mean, at the fifth time.
That's right.
You are going the fifth time.
That's right. Actually, when I went there with the daddy, the big man said that because of the daddy prayers and the prophecy that he gave to him, ever since that he stepped to the place, he could see a great change. And the people even hate him. They don't even like him. Now they are on his side and they are working for him.
Are you clapping for Jesus? It's practically it was working. It's working. If your ways please the Lord, It makes even your enemies to be at peace with you.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. On my birthday last year. Yeah. Tomorrow is just at the corner. What's this? And it was Sunday. Exactly 1 year, a year ago, he came here and I prophesied. The videos are there. And the pictures are there. And I prophesied that this coming election, it's a grace victory. Grace victory.
There was one of his small boys that daddy, the guy also came here.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not from the place. And the,
come here, come and tell us. Come here. It's like you are talking to these people and they are not even clapping. come here.
Yeah, one of his boys that is not from the place. He cannot even speak the local dialect that he are speaking. But daddy told him that, because you are faithful to the big man and your loyalty will pave way for you and you had a position. So when we went the middle of the night, actually he was the one who was driving us, moving daddy up and down. Then quickly he told daddy that, daddy, I've won something. What you told me, it have come to pass. So the boss was not there. The boss was outside Ghana. So the boss asked him, What happened? What did you tell the people? And the people gave you that position. He said, the prophet told me that because of my faithfulness and my loyalty, it will give me opportunity.
Are you clapping for Jesus? The young man is not even coming from that region. You see, one of the criteria is that you should come from that region. It's not coming from that region. But he won hands down. That now he also have a say.
Sure.
Yeah. To elect who become whatever. Are you here? You see, I want you to know that you can also function and operate like God. You just have to know who you are. Are you here? Yeah, we are not joking, no. We are doing real ministry. Real ministry. Yeah. We don't want any shortcuts. Yeah. Oh, Asafu, do you want any shortcuts? Or something? I mean, no, we don't want any shortcuts. Yeah. Real ministry. Real ministry.
Because of the identity Christ that Daddy is talking about. When we went there, there was also another woman who was in charge of the man big. So we have big things. So
and he has big people around.
Sure.
He said, big things attract big things.
So there was also another young lady, beautiful young lady,
yes,
who was also in charge of. I was watching. I was not just following. I was also watching. So very beautiful young lady. Then he came here, that prophesied that he also one day will become a leader. He will be like you elected to become a leader. But because of the identity crisis, he was not sure. He was not sure that when you go, you even get the position, they will vote for him or whatever. So Daddy, once we are returned, then Daddy told me, because you see, these people are wasting my anointing. They are wasting my anointing. So when...
Ask the person sitting by you, are you wasting the prophet's anointing or something? You are wasting the prophet's anointing.
So... when I was returning back, Daddy told the driver should come and drop me at the station. On our way coming, then the driver told me that whatever that Daddy would tell me to do, I should do it. Because at the end of the day, it will work for me. The other young lady, he could have get the position, he could have won. But because of the inferiority, he doesn't believe that he can get that position. So the anointing over my father will always work for me. So I should continue.
Are you clapping for Jesus? Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over you. Anything that you are waiting for, I prophesy them into your life in the name of Jesus. I speak by divine authority. Anything that you are looking for is looking for you right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands. Receive the blessing. Wow. Please be seated. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Daddy.
Wow. Is it working? Prodigal. The lady that he mentioned, she came to my house. And I said, I see a vacancy. And I see multitudes of people crying for a woman that will lead them. And I said, don't even waste time. Just go into it. And the Lord that I serve will be with you. And it happened. The person that was there, it says, I'm not going anymore. I'm not going anymore. And the man was looking for a woman. Because, you see, now people don't really trust us men. True or not true? Yeah, because there are a lot of akpap men in leadership. So, I said, they are looking for you. And the thing happened just like that. And these are two people that I mentioned that. One has won. Actually, it's not a news because he himself has said it somewhere. So I can even say it. Edem Agbana. Yeah. Are you here? Yeah. He came to my house and I said, you see, go into this position, this national deputy position, and then it will be a stepping stone to you. Something mysteriously will happen, and then you go and you win. And indeed, you see, it was not his turn at all. It was not his turn. But the Lord caused a shaking. He caused a shaking. And he has placed him over there. Ladies and gentlemen, are you here? You see, so I want you to come to a place to know who you are so that you can function like God. Little Elohim is working. Say, I am little Elohim. Tell the person that, do you know who I am? I am little Elohim. Be very careful the way you treat me. Because you don't treat me well at all. You don't treat me well at all. Be very careful the way you treat me. Are we still together? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Are you here? I'm little God. Yeah, I'm little God. Yes. Amen. Yeah. So sometimes some people will be asking questions about me. That, hey, what is, does he have something in his room? Is he having something in his under his bed and this and so forth? You see, I've never locked my door before. My bedroom is always open. Hello, my daughter is here. Come. Amen. Do I lock my door?
No.
Do I lock my door?
It's always open.
Always open. Do I have secret place be in my house?
No.
Oh, tell us the truth. Secret place.
There's no secret room in there. Everywhere is open. You can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere. Wow. Where's my son? Come. Maybe this one, midway, can see well. Do I, give it to her. Do I have secret room in my house? No, bring no. The, eh?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Is my room closed, always closed or open?
Always open.
We can't hear.
Always open.
Always open.
Yeah.
Wow. Do I have something, you know, under my drawer or wardrobe or something?
No.
Wow. Maybe this one is not telling us the truth. Juanita is the vocal type of person. Juanita, come. Juanita. Tell us, do I have some secret room B that is always locked and then I go there to do... Tell us.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything like that.
Tell us, if you have seen something, tell us.
I'm not seeing anything.
Wow. Is it a blessing? God bless you. Listen, the secret is, I know who I am. I know who I am. I say, I know who I am. And I've come to accept it, and I'm functioning in it. That is why I believe that nobody can kill me. Nobody can touch me. Nobody can harm me. Because greater is he that is inside me than he that is in the world. I am little Elohim. Come on, shout it. Little Elohim. Little Elohim. answering just one question. Look, time has elapsed. Amen? No, I can't be poor. My father is not poor. No. I can't be powerless. My father is not. My father is very powerful. And I'm powerful. Oh, yes. Kamahan to Lebronda. Who am I? Who am I? I am the image of God and the likeness of God. I am little Elohim. I am little Elohim. Oh! Listen, though my beginning may be small, my latter end shall greatly increase. Oh, can I preach in a moment for somebody here? Oh, I see God raising a generation of people that are going to do great wonders in their time. I see God preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I see God anointing your head with oil, and I see your cup running over. And by reason of the anointing, I see goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. If somebody believe, shout yes. It is not by might, it is not by power, by my spirit says the Lord of hosts. It is not of him that willeth, not on him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. I see the God of mercy coming to you in the name of Jesus. I see the God of goodness coming to you in the name of Jesus. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, the Jehovah Shammah, the God who is present with you. I see him coming to you. I see him walking with you. I see him going everywhere with you. I see you going everywhere with you. Hey, I declare, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I see your breakthrough coming to you. I see the God who bring into your nostrils. I see that God coming to you once again. I see the power of God coming to you once again. I see the glory of God coming to you once again. Moses said, if your presence will not go with me, take me not further. Oh Lord, let your presence, oh Lord, let your beauty, oh Lord, let your supernatural blessings come upon me. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Rapaya Gadabana, Arana Masilima, 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 Arana Mas
I am the witness of God. I am the people of God. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hey, Zabalo, Rababababa. Hey, Kabale, Zabalabalabalabado, Rababababababa. I know who I am. I know who I am. Rabala so Kabala, Kabala so, Rababababa. Rabalo, somebody pray.
From today,
Jesus,
inferiority complex,
oh, yes,
is giving way in the name of Jesus. By reason of knowing your real identity, any spirit of depression, any spirit that makes you feel inferior, is broken today in the name of Jesus. It's broken today in the name of Jesus. Anytime you look into the mirror, there is one particular thing that you don't like about yourself. I declare over your life, may the real you begin to overshadow the physical in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Lamahanta la bronde kabaya. Ayamale kalamado se talabra. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you for your time.